This is Lost Trail Runner 2, Episode 5, the Peachtree Edition. I hope you enjoy it. Well, I'm at my favorite running spot, Stone Mountain. It's between 92 and 95 degrees today. Of course, I'm running late in the afternoon. And I figured I needed to get at least 4 miles in. I was going to do a race rehearsal. And I guess I have done somewhat of a race rehearsal. I walked for 3 minutes and I ran easy for a mile. And I ran harder for 2 miles, but I ran 2.5 minutes and walked a half a minute the whole time, and I averaged about 11-minute pace doing that. I figured, since it's a hot day and I have limited amount of energy, that'd be the thing to do. And it seems to be working out okay. I'm actually in a run segment right now that I'm walking. I've already finished my 2 miles faster, and I'm in the recovery from the 2 mile portion, and then I'm supposed to run a half mile faster and then cool down after that. So that's what I'm doing today. Peachtree is next Monday. Originally it was going to be an A race for me, and it just depends on how I feel that day, but past couple of weeks my energy has been waning. And I kind of broke up my training cycle. I didn't mean to, it just happened. But I do have 3 good weeks of higher mileage. I had a 26-mile week, 23-mile week. Then I had 11-mile crash. And then I had almost 26 last week. So maybe that's why I'm feeling tired. So this week has been my taper week. Yesterday, I did an interval workout. I did 6 quarters. Tried to run about 8:30 pace in that range. And then today was going to be a race rehearsal, which has kind of slipped away. And tomorrow is supposed to be 4 quarters, another interval workout, which is on Friday. And then I'm going to take Saturday and Sunday off, and the race is on Monday. And the intervals I'm doing, they're not killer type intervals, you know. Just trying to hit around an 8:30 pace. I'm sure I won't be able to hold that pace for the race. If I could do as well as I did last year or even beat that, I'd be happy. I did a 58:30 last year, but the way I've been feeling the part of this month is I don't feel like it. But having 3 weeks of what I consider higher mileage for me may work out on Monday morning, who knows, because I've been running in pretty hot weather. And even if it's 70 degrees on Monday morning, that'll seem cool to me, which will revitalize my strength, you know what I'm saying? So, I just finished reading Marshall Ulrich's Running on Empty on my Kindle, and I just realized what a wimp I am reading. I went back to, after I finished the book, I went back to the appendix, and he had all the injuries that he had during the run across America. He's had everything in that one run that I've had in my whole life. And I've thought that I was the only person that ever hurt. And it sounds to me like almost everybody hurts sometime, or maybe even most of the time, I don't know. And I'm also, after I finished that, I started reading Ray Zahab's Running for My Life, I think's the name of it. And he hurts too. Of course, these guys are both ultra guys, and I've never been an ultra guy. I mean, the farthest I've run on a trail race is like 15K, and they're talking a couple hundred miles and stuff like that. But still, I'm just amazed. I thought all these guys that run these big distances, they don't really suffer as much, or else they wouldn't be doing it. But it sounds to me like they suffer just as much as the normal guy does, but apparently they can just handle the pain and just keep going, where a normal person would just kind of call it a day, you know. So I was kind of inspired, and I'm still reading Ray's book, and it's really good too. Oh, what else can we talk about? You hear my watch going. I'm supposed to be running fast right now, and I'm walking. So it's beeping at me because my heart rate's below what I'm supposed to be at. I wonder how many miles I've got. I'm planning on going about 4. So we'll see how that goes. I've been listening to podcasts while I've been out here running. I normally listen to, I've got a playlist built that has all, I call it a multi-sport, and I have all sorts of different kind of podcasts, ultra, triathlon, regular running, anything that has to do with endurance sports is on there, cycling. I just put it on and start running, and whatever comes on is what I listen to. It's the best way to do it. Get a lot of variety that way. Well, it's time for me to start running again, so I think I'm going to turn the mic off, and I'll talk to you again in a little while, okay? Today's July 1st, and I just finished an easy interval workout at Lilburn Greenway Trail, commonly known as Camp Creek Greenway Trail, I believe. And it's a fairly flat trail that runs parallel to the railroad track here in Lilburn that starts at Lilburn Park. And I prefer to do my intervals on this thing than on a track. I use my Garmin for the distance, so it works out well for me. Some of my intervals may not be as fast as they could be on a track because there are little rises and dips, but overall gives me a good interval workout, and it's probably more like a road run, which since I'm going to be running on the road, I might as well train on a road, right? So yesterday it was extremely hot when I was at Stone Mountain, and today it's fairly extremely hot today at Lilburn Park, and it's only a little after 11, but I would say the temp is probably in the high 80s, not quite to the 90s yet, but the humidity's pretty high and the sun's beating down on me, so it's pretty warm. One advantage of Lilburn on the trail, there are spots of shade where the trees cover the trail. This trail is a concrete trail. It's not a crushed rock or dirt trail. It's a exercise trail, kind of like the kind you would find on a rails to trails trail around here. I had a fairly good interval workout. I warmed up for a mile doing easy walk and run. Walking 30 seconds, running a minute, and then when I got a mile in, then I switched over to doing the quarter mile pickups using my Garmin for the distance. I think my slowest interval was my second one, which was ride a little bit over 9 minute pace. All the rest of them were between 8:36 and probably 8:50 range, which is okay for the last run of the cycle here before the race on Monday. I'm extremely hot though. I'll be glad to get back to the car and get a drink. When I said parallel the railroad tracks, you can see why. Here comes a train now, cruising on by. I'm probably 50 to 60 feet from the railroad track. There's a creek between the track and a stand of trees. So I can see the train through the trees, but it's not really like I'm running right next to the railroad track. I've got probably 50, 60 feet. I guess I'll go ahead and cut this mic off so you don't have to listen to this train the whole time that it's going past me, and I'll pick it up after the train goes by. Okay, the train's gone by. I'll go ahead and read my splits off to you if I can do it with holding this mic in my hand. I did a mile warm-up, which I did at a 12:30 pace, doing walk half a minute and run a minute. Then my first quarter was an 8:53. My second was a 9:07. That was my slowest. My third was an 8:48. And my fourth was an 8:37. So my fastest one was the fourth one. I really wasn't trying to go all out today, since this is the last run before the race. I just wanted to see if I could stay under 9 most of the time. 9:07 is still okay. I'm using the 9:09 as my goal for intervals, because that's my half marathon pace that I want to do when I do half marathons. So that's kind of been what I've been keying on, is the 9:09 or under. Of course, I haven't run any half marathons averaging 9:09 yet for a couple of years. But it's always something to shoot for. I'm trying to cross the street here to get back to the park, and there's a bunch of cars going by. They're supposed to stop if you go into the crosswalk, but I don't like to do that. To just let the cars go on by and then I cut across. Even though it's hot out, it's still a nice day. I mean, if you're not running, it's not bad at all. Sunny, some puffy clouds in the sky. I guess what, cumulus? You can hear the jet flying over. In a lot of my recordings, you'll probably hear jets fly over because Atlanta's got a major airport, and the takeoff and landing route heads out towards Stone Mountain mostly, or comes over Stone Mountain when they're coming in for landings for some reason. I think it's the layout of the airport where the runways are, even though where I live is probably a good 20 or more miles from the airport. They come this way and turn and then head towards the airport, and so they come right over this area all the time. So sometimes I'll be out on the trail at Stone Mountain and you can still hear an airplane go overhead, because they come over the mountain quite frequently. Plus they have helicopters that give people tours out there, and they got biplanes that fly around out there, so you hear a lot of planes and air traffic when I'm out at the mountain. Not so much here in Lilburn Park. Just an occasional commercial jet going overhead. I'm looking forward to Peachtree. I'm not really sure how I'm going to do. I have upped my miles. I looked at my mileage on running ahead, and June was my highest mileage month of the year. My second highest mileage month was March, which was my build up to the Atlanta Half Marathon. The Publix Half Marathon. The Atlanta Half Marathon is the track clubs. And then I kind of tapered off, and then this last month I built back up. So I got in 86 miles last month, which may not seem like a lot to you, but it's a lot for me, because a couple of years ago I had gotten down where I was only averaging about 12 miles a week, and then I decided I needed to do something about that. So I put in my mind I needed to average at least 14 miles a week, which would be 2 miles a day, and now I've upped it again, and I'm trying to average 19 miles a week, and I'd really like to average about 21 miles a week, 3 miles a day. That used to be my old-time goal, and when I had the 21-mile-a-week goal, that's when I was doing a lot of 30-mile weeks. So if I set my goal higher, I seem to run farther than I mean, it's not like when I set a goal, I struggle to make that goal. A lot of times I go over it. And this month was kind of like that. So if I can have a goal of about 19 miles a week, and the reason I've got 19 is I think that's about close to 1,000 miles a year is how that comes out, between 19 and 20. So if I can break 1,000 this year, I'll be doing good. Last year I had that as my goal, and right at the end of the year when I got my pulled hamstring or whatever it was that I started going to the chiropractor for, my mileage fell off right at the end, just before I had to head to Disney for the half, and I ended up being very close, but not close enough. It was 950 or 60 in that range. And I would really like to, right now I'm below what my goal is, because this is going into July, so we've finished 6 months, and I'm under 500 miles. I'm between 400 and 500, so I've got to make a little up. But I feel if I stay healthy that I won't have a problem making that up, and being able to average 1,000 miles this year, which would be great. I'm looking for somebody to run with around this area that doesn't want to run 8-minute pace all the time in training. I'm a run-walk guy now, and I'm running slower, so it's difficult to run with you younger people, since you are much faster than me now. But I guess I'm averaging running and walking, depending on the day, I'm between 11 and 13 minute pace when you throw in the walks. I usually run the run segments in the 9.5 minute range, I guess. And when I do these intervals, I'll try to get down to about 8:30. But it would be neat if I could find a bunch of people to run with. I think maybe, I haven't done this, but on Tuesdays out in Lawrenceville, there's a Fleet Feet that has a run in the afternoon, like at, you know, 6 or sometime like that. I may head out there one day and see if they've got some people running in the range I want to run in. I know they'll have faster people, but I can't say I'm a slogger but maybe if I get in with a group like that, I'll just start running faster. That would be good, wouldn't it? Pick up my pace a little bit. But I'm definitely a candidate for Adam Tinkoff's Slow Runners Club. I liked that on Facebook a while ago, so I read up some of his stuff and I listen to his podcast and enjoy him. Of course, I've been listening to Adam for quite a few years now. Oh, well, I'm just about back to my car, so I guess it'd be time to turn my mic off and go to the next day, right? What I've decided I'm going to do on this particular podcast is I'm going to record on different days of the week and then piece them together to make a podcast. So you'll have yesterday's run or after the run today. And then I may take a mic with me in Peachtree and record some during Peachtree. That'd be something to do, wouldn't it? I'm going to take my iPhone with me, but it's so much easier to record with this H1 that I have, Zoom H1, or my Zoom H2. They're handheld, and I can just turn them on and switch them off. Where with my iPhone, I've got it in a spy belt, and I have to open it up and turn it on, put it back in the pouch, you know. More of a hassle. So I don't know if I'll record a Peachtree or not. Maybe. May wear two spy belts. I can put my microphone in one. Then when I'm recording, I can just pop it out and use it. And when I'm not, I can just stick it back in there. That might be a way to go. I think I'll play a song for you now. The name of the song is going to be Don't Do That. And the name of the group is Arrest My Sister. So here it is.
Telling lies, you hide the truth in your eyes. You never fooled me at all, you only fooled yourself. You spend my money like you got it made. You never had one bit of fame. I still love you, but you treat me wrong. So I pick up my guitar. Vegas to play some cards. You lost my money, you lost my car. Had to foot your way back to LA. You only made it half of the way. I should feel sorry, but I really don't. You think I'll come get you, but this time I won't. I still love you, but you treat me wrong. So I pick up my guitar.
It's Saturday, and I'm out at Stone Mountain Park once again. I've taken the day off. I'm not running. I'm not going to run today, Saturday, or tomorrow, Sunday. And then I'll be doing the Peachtree Road Race on Monday morning. So hopefully my 2 days of recovery will help me have a decent race on Monday. I think the temperature Monday morning is supposed to be about 69 degrees to start, and it's supposed to go up into the 90s. Of course, 69 degrees at race time will seem like a cold streak to me, having run in the afternoons and been running in about 92 degree weather. It'll really feel good to be running in 69 degrees, so hopefully I'll be revitalized by then and have a decent race. My goal is to at least match 58:30, which was last year's time. We'll see how close I come to it or if I can break it. I will be disappointed if I don't at least do a 58:30, but it won't kill me. Hopefully it won't kill me anyway. I'm sitting here down at the dock and a water taxi just came in. You can hear the people in the background. They didn't hit the dock like they wanted to, so they're carrying on over there. It's a nice day out at the park. Another hot one, though. It's supposed to be in the 90s again. And it's about, I don't know what time, sometime after 1 o'clock, before 2 o'clock. If I had a watch, I'd let you know. I've been thinking about riding Marta down to the race start from Doraville Station up here in northeast Atlanta. But then there's a party down at Pheidippides, down at Ainslie Mall, after the race from 9 until noon, that is going to have refreshments and everything. And I may park at Ainslie Mall, catch Marta up to the start, and then after the race is over, just walk over to Ainslie Mall, which isn't too far from the finish. I hope that's going to work out. I have to be down there early to get a parking place, I'm sure. So I guess what I will do is try to get down there by 5:30. How's that sound? Leave my house at 5, get down there about 5:30, try to get a parking place. If I can't get a parking place, then I'll just start going up the line trying to find a place to park, maybe like Brookhaven, someplace like that, which is up in north part of Buckhead. Okay, well, I guess this is the end of my little countdown update for the day. This is all going to be one podcast, which started day before yesterday, and I'm going to give updates each day until the race, and hopefully I'll record during the race on Monday morning. My past history on recording at races hasn't been good. I never seem to be in the mood to record when I'm going to a race. Other people do that, but I, for some reason, just can't. I don't know if I'm just focused on the race and I just don't want to be bothered or what it is. But anyway, I guess I'll terminate this recording because they've cranked up the water taxi over there to let it idle, and you can probably hear it in the background, okay? So I'll see you later. Bye. This is my third attempt to give a recap of my Peachtree Road Race experience on July 4th. The first two were complete and utter failures, so this is the third attempt, and I'm out in my backyard setting in my little gazebo and trying to come up with a count that is understandable and makes a little bit of sense, unlike the other two I tried. So here goes. Bear with me. On July 4th morning, Laura came over to the house about 4:30 to meet me and ride down to Ainslie Mall. And we parked the car down there by Pheidippides, and then walked about probably a little over a mile to the MARTA station, which is the rapid transit system in Atlanta, and caught the train up to Lenox Square, which is where the start of the Peachtree Road Race is located. After we hung around up there a little while and socialized with some of our friends, we went and got in our prospective corrals. I was in Corral E and Laura was in Corral F, and waited for the race to start. My wave started about 7:50 in the morning, and I think Laura started about 5 minutes later. My first mile turned out to be a warm-up mile, because after standing around in the corral, I was kind of stiff from just standing around. I didn't get to run around and do any warm-up, so that first mile was my warm-up. And it is a slightly uphill, I guess you could consider it almost flat, but just a little bit of uphill to the first mile. And after the first mile, you go around the corner kind of and go to start going downhill. And for the second mile and the third mile, it's mostly downhill. At the end of the third mile, you start going back up. Anyway, those second 2 miles were my best 2 miles of the race. I averaged between like 8:36 and 8:40 for those 2 miles. My first one was about a 9:20. And after the third mile, you're going uphill at the end of the third mile. And after that third mile, I switched to my Galloway run-walk-run method, because the humidity and the heat was pretty bad that day and I was starting to get hot. So I decided, okay, I'm not going to suffer. I'm going to go ahead and switch over. So that's what I did. And I did that for miles 4 and 5, because both of those miles, like the start of the fourth mile, was continuing uphill from the end of that third mile, and you crest a hill, then you kind of level out, and then you run down a while, and then you cross Interstate 85 and you start going up some by WSB radio, and then you have an uphill that ends about at probably 14th Street on Peachtree, where the fifth mile ends. So that whole section I did my run walk, and mostly I was doing a run 2 minutes and walk 30 seconds. Once I got to the top of the hill, just past the fifth mile, I started running again, picked up my pace to the finish, and I ran from the fifth through the sixth mile and then the 2/10 right on through. It was very humid on July 4th. It was much hotter, I thought, than last year. I crossed the finish line in 59:49. That was my chip time. And that was slower than last year by a minute and 19 seconds. And I think mostly because the temperature and the humidity were so high. When I say high, probably the temperature was probably around 80. When we started the race, it was about 77. So I know by the time we finished, it was probably in the low 80s. And once I finished, I walked over to the Atlanta Track Club members area and waited for Laura to finish. And she came in at about a 64 minutes for the 10K. So she was a little behind me. And once I met up with her, and we had a breakfast biscuit from the Waffle House there in the Atlanta Track Club section, we walked over to Ainslie Mall for the party at Pheidippides. The group that puts on the Publix Marathon and Half Marathon and the 13.1 Marathon Series had a party after the race over there at Pheidippides and Ainslie Mall. And Publix supplied all sorts of good refreshments. They had, you name it, they had it, breakfast stuff. You know, they had Danish, they had bagels, they had watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew melon, all sorts of stuff like that. I didn't see any coffee, but they were right next to a Starbucks, so I guess they didn't serve coffee because of that. And once you signed in, they gave you two tickets for beer, free beer. They had Michelob Ultra iced down 12-ounce cans, and the two tickets were for two free beers, and then you could come back and get two more tickets, so you could get a total of four beers, of which I did drink two beers, but that was my limit, because four beers, I would have been totally full and couldn't have eaten anything after that. And then, probably around 11 o'clock, they brought out tray after tray of sub sandwiches. I mean, they had the food there. It was great. And we hung around there till about 11:30 and enjoyed ourselves and listened to the music and everything. And then we headed back to the house. And even though I ran a minute and 19 seconds slower than last year, I wasn't really that disappointed. I really wanted to run at least the same time as last year or better, but with the heat and humidity, I figured a minute and 19 seconds slower wasn't that bad. And I'll just try again next year and see what happens. So that's my race report, and I hope it made some sense to you. And this is pretty much the end of the podcast. I'll get this thing out to you as soon as I can. So we'll see you later. Bye. Well, this is the end of another podcast, and I really would like some feedback if you would possibly give me some. I'm begging once again. Give me a call on 206-350-3517 and leave some feedback. I'd really like to get some feedback to tell me what I need to do to this podcast so that it doesn't suck, okay? I'd really appreciate that. Or you can leave me, or not leave me, but you can send me an email at losttrailrunner@gmail.com. So until next time, I'll be seeing you. This is Lost Trail Runner. Bye.